I can't say I write because it's an irresistible force. The moment I arrived in Hong Kong to work as a lawyer at the age of 30, I stopped writing poems and didn't write another for 12 years. After the dry season ended, the poems returned, and by then I no longer believed that being a poet would leave you drinking in the afternoon with your dress half undone. Then again, I always kept open the writing-shaped spaces in the day, the gaps where poems used to crystallise. There was the hour and a half from 7:30 a.m. in the pungent carpeted pub under my office in Hutchison House, which offered breakfast as well as beer, the Saturday afternoons in market cafes, the table outside the casino in Macau at 4 in the morning. There was always scribbling in those gaps, even when they were echoey with lack of poems. There's a peculiar glamour to the putting of words on paper. It's partly the feel of the pen, the friction of nib and notebook, and it's partly something else. Writing is the place you put your life, the overflowingness of it, and at other times it's the well from which you draw your life. Writing poems and reading them makes everything dazzle slightly with a hyper-reality that's gorgeous and rather unnerving, in a good way. Nevertheless, poetry is a dark pursuit, not untouched by fear, but it makes fear less relevant and much more useful. I could also say I carried on writing because we studied Ted Hughes for A-level. Those first triggers are ineradicable. Read The Jaguar aloud to me today, and my yearning to try again is undiminished, just in case the next poem approaches more closely what Hughes tells me about poetry. Even if you started out from the wrong place, in time you also write because other, more pragmatic things fall away. Writing is the activity that seems to me, more than anything else, to use all my resources as a human being. I feel more fiercely alive the more and better I'm writing. Isn't more life what we all want? And that modest, judgmental bigness is why these tiny, honed pieces of writing, most of which don't even go over the page, competed so ruthlessly with more effective ways of earning a living, with many another pleasurable pragmatism. Writing is a cuckoo of sorts, so that by now there's only this. Poetry's slow, absolute glamour outblings everything. Writing is harder than anything else I've ever done, and it seems to matter horribly that I should get it as right as I can. Poems are both impossible and reassuring. Like carpentry, you have to make them properly. You don't know what direction you're going in, but you know you wouldn't be anywhere else. That's enough, really. I might be greedy, but I don't often get to feel, except when I'm actually writing a poem. This is more than adequate. This is sufficient.